Hey guys, welcome to No Holds Barred.
My name is Nyari.
And my name is Jerry. And this is our platform to freely express and dissect anything and everything that comes to mind.
Have you ever felt like there are so many unspoken truths or life-altering subjects that are never fully discussed?
Well, we feel exactly the same. So many conversations or trains of thoughts are always left one-sided or just incomplete. And we want to stop that. We want to stop that trend and for once, no matter how difficult, finish off a train of thought. It's funny because we're women and we always have a million things running through our heads. But, you know, the point still stands by that. Okay, let's give you an example. Let's talk university. A goal that every child is always given. We all have to go through primary, secondary, and end up at university. But there's very little said about university. Why is it that university is the goal that every child must aspire to, even though it never matches their personal desires or goals?
Even more so, when you do go to university, there's so much information that, like, is just left out. You're left in the blank most of the time. You don't really know where to start. And more so, it seems like we can't really talk to society or even our parents about these topics. For instance, budgeting, picking a course, internships, sex, relationships, living with other people, temptations, culture shock, being homesick. All these are things that shape us and affect us in so many different ways, and yet it seems like no one wants to talk about it. It's all necessary in growing up, becoming an adult, and so many mistakes happen in our journey to becoming a young adult. So how do we avoid these things? What can we do about it? You know, how come these things are actually never discussed?
Exactly. If I give my own personal example, my mom helped, I guess, throughout the process. She took me, when I went to university in Cape Town, she took me there, and obviously we went through what it's like to plan a budget and all that stuff. Although she spoke about it in that specific moment, I feel like the other things that I'd gone through in growing up, which other parents may not be doing, when I was still a teenager, I was still given an example of how to create your own budget. So I'd be sent to the shops. It'll be like a simple errand. Go to the shops. I want you to spend under $30. But that's already learning how to budget. And so when I went to uni and I was now like, okay, she's gone and now I have to learn how to budget things. I want to buy all the things that I want, but I still know that I need to only spend this amount of money. So I feel like that, for example, would help.
So I remember my college experience. That was my first home away from home experience because I was never a boarder in high school or anything like that. So there wasn't really much that I was excited to do because my parents were fairly, you know, trusting, you know, I could ask to go out and all that stuff. So I was pretty chilled about it. But then it came a time when I realized, I was like, oh no, like there's still so many things that I had no idea how to handle because, you know, being, you know, the last one of just two kids, you know, you're pretty used to being having your own space, having things your own way. So it's like culture shock. Hello, what is happening? You know, so many people, different personalities, you don't know how to deal with it. Worse if they become your roommate, you know, so it's like, OMG, like, what do I do about it? But then I realized it's so important for us to have these conversations, so important for us to discuss where to begin, because sometimes you're there and you're thinking, like, what's the point of it all? So when we don't have these conversations with our parents and society, it kind of puts us into like some kind of a battlefield with no preparation whatsoever. So it's easy to pick up on a person that has made so many mistakes and maybe messed up a few times, but we forget that these things can actually be prevented. Like, we want to talk about them. We want to freely ask questions. We want to give practical examples, practical advice, so that we know when you're going into this battlefield, you've got your guns loaded and you know how to tackle everything.
Exactly. We'll take the issue of sex, for example, even the issue of like the coronavirus. Right now, everyone is talking about COVID-19 and everything like that. Just how the virus popped up from nowhere and like we weren't ready or prepared, and now everyone's trying to scramble. I feel like there are a lot of things that happen that in our society that we shouldn't have to scramble around for. We should be prepared.
Definitely.
So let's talk about sex. Sex, it's a taboo in our culture, like African culture, specifically in Zimbabwe. Like, we don't talk about sex as freely as we want to, even if we bring Christianity into it. We were having a service a while back and we were talking about how these are issues that matter, day-to-day things that happen, but it's so hard for us to talk about it because it's scary or just a taboo. And I find it redundant, because honestly, we know that these things happen. Mm-hmm. Parents know that at some point your child's going to become sexually active, or they're going to have a certain gesture or situation happen to them. So why pretend as if it doesn't happen? Why do we act like, you know, vana vedu vanoswera vachingo tamba vachingoenda kuma movies, and you know, to hug them, no one's trying to kiss them, no one's trying to do all these things? And then when you have a situation where your child is now pregnant, or your child has a disease or something like that, it's now like, aiwa, mwanawa, she's not my child. As mwana wangu, because mwana wangu adaro, it's all those things, and it makes no sense, because we could have avoided that.
Yeah, exactly. I find it really strange how our parents don't want to sit down with us, like, just before you go to college, and be like, you know what, mwanangu, I walk in an environment, mm-hmm. you don't have any rules, like, your life is basically yours. Because at the end of the day, whether we like to close people, they're not there for the other part of our life. They're simply there to provide us with a degree, with, you know, with information, with education. But when it comes to things like sex, you're in an environment now where, you know, it's very easy for a boy to just, you know, rock up at your hostel, for instance, at like 10 p.m., you know, talk to you. But when you're coming from an environment where you're in high school, worse off if you were in a single sex school. It's like
my situation, exactly.
It's like, OMG, what is happening? You don't know what to do with that freedom. And the peer pressure also gets to you, because it's like, it's varsity. Everyone has to believe everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm, so you're just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, maybe, you know, not actually partaking or not indulging is your way of maybe just being like on the outline. But there's so many consequences to having sex, or all these things that our parents don't talk to us about. Mm-hmm. So we feel like the sex talk has kind of like some advantages, you know, in terms of preparing your children for it. For instance, it reduces, you know, not talking about it, reduces the likelihood of safe sex being practiced. Like, you're there, you want to have sex, for instance. You have no idea where you buy condoms. You have no idea how you deal with things like maybe morning after pills, like emergency contraception, you know. And it's risking a lot of things. Like, people only visit the, you know, the student health clinics, for instance, when it's too late. You already got your STI, you're already pregnant, for instance. But all of this could have been avoided if someone just sat you down, talked to you, like, hey, listen, if you're going to indulge, you know, or if you're going to be, I don't know,
to be honest,
if you're gonna feel the need to experiment, do it safely. These are your options, these are the consequences, you know.
I totally agree, and I feel like I noticed how big of a problem it was, mm-hmm. where I then felt the need as myself, mm-hmm. still a young adult who should still be getting advice from parents,
exactly.
but I was, I have to talk to my little people, mm-hmm. all of my little teens that I have around mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. and I had to just find out, like, okay, where are you at, what are you doing, mm-hmm. like, I would play the whole safe, fun cousin, aunt, whatever it took, but just for me to find out, and then just to ensure, are you being safe about it?
Exactly.
What are you doing? Because I feel like now what happens is that we don't talk about this, like, relationships break down, mm-hmm. because it's like, you haven't created a safe space for that child to share, and then we do get into that situation. Now they don't even know how to tell you. Exactly. They don't know how to share it to anyone else. That's when you have these whole, like, maybe extreme case, but suicide situations would happen, mm-hmm. or like they just don't know how to share it, and someone is suffering on the inside alone because they can't tell this parent that never opened up the platform to just say, no, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about when you're feeling like this, and then this child comes and says these things. I feel like for me, my mom was always like, it's a lie. You need to know that it's a lie. He's going to come and he's going to say all these things, but it's a lie. Mm-hmm. And at least for me, that had, my guard was up.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not perfect. Things don't go that way all the time. Because, you know, in high school, rebellion mm-hmm. is a thing.
It's definitely
but
a thing.
The fact that at least it was said to me, mm-hmm. as opposed to other children who are just like, I can never say that to mama. Mama will never hear me out. And I don't understand how our culture is so different about that. But mm-hmm. for white people, they talk about it.
They talk about it, definitely.
They definitely. I was, like, surprised in high school. We were still judging them, but they were like, no, because, like, I went to the gynecologist with my mom. I'm like, but you're 15. And I'm like, yes, we did. We mm-hmm. went, and, you know, now we know how to use condoms, all these things. Like, they actually teach their children, because they actually, like, we know it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Why is it that our black people, we don't do that?
Yeah, I think preparation is always key, because I feel like, you know, we might not be honest about this with our parents, especially in the Black community or the African community, but we want to talk about this information with our mom. We want to hear, you know, like, what do I do when a boy is pressuring me to have sex? What do I do when I feel like I'm ready to have sex? Like, how do I, you know, tackle this thing, or how do I even resist the temptation of it as well? Because it's fair and fine when the general consensus is don't have sex before marriage, but it's also important to talk about why, like, you know, and the why is buried in the consequences. The consequences that we take for granted, for instance, because it so happens that sometimes our parents have a friend they went to high school with, for instance, maybe they died of HIV, maybe they contracted a disease, they had a teenage pregnancy, but if they don't deliver this information to us, it's just like, mom, you're saying I shouldn't have sex, but you're not telling me why, so I'm just going to find out by myself.
Exactly. So it's a rule that you've placed for us to break.
So I'd rather you tell me, you know, manango, you know, ndine shamwari yangu akaenda through this, and this is what happened to them. So know this, but if you're still going to do it, I feel every parent doesn't want to go through that process where they have to talk to their child about an unplanned pregnancy. Better just tell me if you're going to make this decision on your own, because you're an adult. That's the honest truth. We're adults at the end of the day. Yeah. I can still make a decision on my own to have sex, whether my parents want me to or not. But if I'm going to, I need to protect myself. I need to be safe. I need to know that, hey, this is the life of being a teenage mom, a teenage pregnant mom. This is the life of being a single mom. This is the life of being an HIV positive person, you know. It's crazy.
Exposure, I feel like, is key. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we don't actually give. Young people are not given that chance to that exposure. I feel like maybe in these other first world countries, I think they can see it. It's more like in their faces. Mm-hmm. But I would give my example, like, most of my growing up was very sheltered and all of those things. So it's just being given a bunch of rules, but without the exposure. And because exactly what you were saying, they need to be shown that if you want to do this, this is the outcome. Because, okay, honestly, watching teen moms was not...
It look cool.
It really did. Like, you'd see the problems, but you'd still see, like, all these examples. I understand. Like, a parent would then assume, okay, that I... taking my child to school and I've talked to them, that they have, you know, the common sense to think and to know, like, don't do these things and don't be put yourself in such situations. But I really, like, would like to stress that assumptions are our biggest downfall.
So
just
true.
Because you think your child has common sense and you think your child has been taught about these things does not mean or necessarily prove that they've understood or that they are going to stay away.
Definitely.
And that's why I feel like constant communication about these things needs to happen, because otherwise you're just repeating a cycle, which is now what I see as the biggest problem. When we don't have clear communication channels, we're basically allowing ourselves to repeat a problem. Taking it back to this COVID-19, like, I feel like if we knew that there's a chance, like, a virus could ever come out, like, forever, it should constantly be communicated to us that you must always be doing these things. Don't take for granted that people forget.
Exactly.
And because otherwise other things like typhoid and cholera shouldn't be happening if we assume that everyone knows how to have proper hygiene and all these things.
Yeah.
This virus popped out from nowhere, but we could have just been saying, okay, guys, constantly make sure you're washing your hands. Make sure you wash your hands and you stay clean, all these things. But it's key that now all these big organizations, WHO, and everyone is trying to tell us that, guys, please keep washing your hands. Stay clean.
Cool. Yeah. And it also makes a lot of sense, because if you look at, in terms of repeating cycles, even parents take for granted that because I went to school and I was taught about STIs, or taught about safe sex, or I go to Sunday school and I'm told no sex before marriage, the cycle still repeats itself, in the sense that even though I know this is what's happening, I still am capable of making the complete wrong decision. Like, they have so many examples. Like, you see their parents almost want to use the real life examples only when the consequence has already been, like, in effect. Like, after the damage is already done, that's when you start hearing that you have an aunt who got pregnant when she was a teenager. You have a relative that died from HIV.
Well, but this cycle of trends in our family, generational curses are now just being revealed at that moment. And you're like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, why didn't we talk about this before? Because now it just becomes... Now I'm also another statistic in the family, or I'm a statistic in general. You know, if we had spoken about this before, if I knew there were examples close to home, it's a lot easier to relate and a lot easier to think, you know what, I don't want to be, you know, that person, or I don't want to make this decision. I'm fully equipped to know it. But if we wait for the last minute, then the cycle is definitely just going to repeat itself.
It keeps on repeating
itself.
Okay, so what are we saying? Now that you've heard this whole intro to university and everything that we're trying to say, we feel like university prep, much like many other pivotal life moments, require open channels of communication.
Definitely.
Assuming that you taught them everything is society's biggest downfall.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, things need to like constantly be reiterated just because you said it once. I know I always say this. I never like to read full books like in literature, and then I did literature. So my mom would always be like, how did you do lit when you didn't like to read? And I was like, the only way I learned was through repetition.
Exactly.
Our teacher kept saying it over and over again. This is what you need to look for. This is how you analyze.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, that's how it sunk in. And then I could just move. I feel like it needs to be the same. Just because you said it once, or just because I learned it in grade 6 in our science class, and then again in form 4, is it? Next, yeah.
Yeah.
But the point, just because we have different random sections in school that have to teach it because it's a part of science, does not mean I now practically know what it means when it's in the real world and shit gets real.
That's true.